So I speak on behalf of the International Youth and Student Movement for the United Nations, ISMUN, which is an NGO in general consultative status, and I speak on behalf of the World Against Racism Network, which groups NGOs and movements who have been dedicated to the implementation of the DDPA. And of course, there is a very important item to analyze and discuss on how to make the mechanisms as effective as possible. And for sure, the number of meeting days is not the only thing that is important, and we surely have a situation where it has been difficult to attend all the meeting days that exist with regard to the work against racism, and therefore, of course, there has also been some questions raised regarding the architecture of the of the work against racism, when we see the construction of two expert bodies relating to people of African descent without the explanation has been given to how this would function and what will be the effect for each of them. But leaving that aside, we have also the issue of have these mechanisms, the most critical of them, namely those who are dedicated to the generality of the implementation of the DDPA, do they have the resources needed? Does the Office of the High Commissioner have the resources needed in order to bring out the message of the DDPA, namely to implement exactly what is in the various resolutions of the Human Rights Council and the General Assembly? And there we see a considerable problem. And the problem is like this, that when the program of activities for the International Decade for People of African Descent was adopted in November 2014, it was also a PBI provided, and that PBI requested three new staff members for the Office of the High Commissioner for the Anti-Racial Discrimination Section. And that was done with a specific statement from the side of the Office of the High Commissioner that they were needed because it was impossible to terminate, defer, curtail, or modify any other positions in the office, and they gave specific information on the functions of these three posts. So three new posts were adopted on the basis that there would be no reduction in the existing staff dedicated to the implementation of the DDPA. But the fact was instead that in 2015, when the funding for three new staff positions for 10 years for the decade arrived to Geneva, instead of doing what had been envisaged and adopted by the General Assembly and its 35th committee, there was a radical cut in the staff of the Anti-Racial Discrimination Section of three staff members. So exactly the same number of staff members that were given specifically for the issue of the decade, that number was taken away from the section. That meant that the staff dedicated to servicing the Intergovernmental Working Group, the Eminent Group, the outreach of the DDPA to outreach in all different ways and research, the totality of the DDPA, that was radically decreased through an action that violated the existing program budget of the United Nations for 2015. So it's important to understand that when we talk about that reductions in the Office of the High Commissioner has been disproportionately affected the work against racism, then it is exactly this situation that the core functions for working on the DDPA, on information and advocacy on racisms, this high quality work has been drastically and disproportionately affected. It's important to have to be clear that even though there is now added more staff and more resources on issues of police brutality and issues of African descent, etc., the fact remains that the core functions, which are the permanent core functions in the program budget, they have been drastically reduced, and when they were first reduced, it was violating the existing program budget of that year. So that is why we believe that it is important for this intergovernmental working group to take note of this situation and call for the this imbalance to be addressed. And that also relates to the issue of the outreach program, which the Human Rights Council has requested for. And I think we will have to come back to that in the discussion on the conclusions. So I thank you so much, and also thanks for giving this opportunity to discuss this critical issue of resources for the mechanisms. Thank you.